甚至是与
弟兄姊妹早安。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
那我们请打开以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the Book of Isaiah.
旧约圣经以赛亚书。
In the Old Testament Book of Isaiah.
我们要读第40章。
Chapter 40.
我们要从12节读到15节。
We'll read from 12 to 15.
12节，好，我们一起同声的来读。
Let's read together.
谁曾用手心量珠水，用手虎口量苍天，用升斗盛大地的尘土，用秤称山岭，用天平评冈岭呢？谁曾测度耶和华的心，或作他的谋士指教他呢？他谁商议，谁教导他，谁将公平的路指示，又将知识教他，将通达的道指教他呢？看啊，万民都像水桶的一滴，又如天平上的围城，他举起众海岛，好像极为之物。我们再跳到26节。
Let's go to 26.
我们从26读到31。
From 26 to 31.
你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象，按数目领出，他一一称其名，因他的全能，用因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。雅各啊，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问？你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走必不缺乏。再翻到49章。
Chapter 49.
以赛亚书49章，第八节。
Verse
8. 49章第8节。耶和华如此说，在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我记住了你，我要保护你，使你做众民的中保，复兴遍地，使人称荒凉之地为业。14节。
Verse 14.
17节。
Verse 17.
锡安说，耶和华离弃了我，主忘记了我，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不连续她所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。看哪，我将你铭刻在我手掌上，你的强魂藏在我眼前，你的儿女必急速归回，毁坏你的，使你荒废的，必都离你而去。我们最后读23节。
And verse
23. 列王必作你的养父，王后必作你的乳母，他们必将脸伏地向你下拜，并舔你脚下的尘土，以便知道我是耶和华，等候必不至于羞愧。我们再有一点祷告。主，我们感谢美你，我们能够再一次聚在你的脚前。主，我们都来把我们的心来转向你。我们也求圣灵来膏我们每一个人。
We ask the Holy Spirit to anoint each one of us.
如果不是圣灵的恩膏，就没有人能够说，也没有人能够听主的话。
If there's no anointment from the Holy Spirit is no one can speak and no one can listen.
因此早晨我们求主真是恩待我们。
We ask the Lord to bless us.
让我们有一个能听的耳朵。
So we can have an ear to hear.
让我们的心能够被主来开启。
And our hearts will be opened by the Lord.
因此我们要把下面的时间来交给我们的主。
We commit the following time in your hands.
我们的心都来仰望主。
Our hearts look to you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.在1956年的时候
1956年的时候
大概是两岁、啊、
He was about two
在1956年在12月的时候在时代的杂志里面就登了这样一篇文章
In a Time magazine in 1956 there's an article、
这个文章呢是一个基督徒他写的
It was written by a Christian
这个基督徒呢、他在那个时候他有一个心愿呢就是要看圣经里面有多少神对他儿女的应许。
At that time, he wants to figure out how many promises God had written in the Bible.
这位弟兄呢是一个读圣经的人。
He is a person that studied the Bible.
他读圣经呢从头到尾已经读过了第26次了。
He has read the Bible 26 times.
在他要开始读27次的时候
When he wanted to start the 27th time
他说我这次读圣经呢我有一个目的
I have a purpose to read this time
就是我要从圣创世纪一直到启示录里面来看人对他儿女的应许一共有多少
From Genesis to Revelation he wants to figure out how many promises God has promised
他花了一年半的时间呢从创世纪到了启示录
He spent 1.5 years from Genesis to Revelation.
把圣经里面所有神的应许，他都把它记下来了。
He written down all the promises.
所以在1956年12月24号那一次的那个 Time magazine 呢，他就把他的结果呢写了一篇文章登出来了。
He written an article that was published in the Time magazine on the December 24th, 1956.
你如果去 Google 的话，你还可以找到这个。
If you Google, then you can find that article.
他就找到在圣经当中呢，神对神儿女的应许有7487个。
He found that God has promises to His children 7,487 promises.
有这么多对我们的应许。
There are many promises to us.
那这些应许如何能够成就在我们身上呢
？How can these promises be accomplished on us?
我们怎么能够承受神的这些应许呢
？How can we receive all these promises?
有一个最重要的应许。
There's a most important promise.
在路加福音里面，主耶稣就告诉我们。
In the book of Luke, Jesus told us.
他说：“我又告诉你们，你们祈求就给你们，你们寻找就寻见，你们叩门就给你们开门。”
So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you; seek and you will be found; knock and the door will be opened to you.
凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见。叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who seeks receives, and he who seeks finds, and who to whom he knocks, and the door will be opened.
所以这7487个应许，怎么样临到你和我的身上呢？乃是借着你和我的祷告。
All these 7,487 promises, how can we receive that? It's through
prayer. 你求就给你们。
If you ask, you will receive.
你找就寻见。
You seek, you
叩门就给你开门。
And knock, the door will be opened to you.
你是不是相信神会听见你和我的祷告
？Do you believe that God will hear the prayer?
我们有的时候没有祷告。
Sometimes we don't pray.
因为我们不相信神会听我们的祷告。
Because we don't believe God will hear our prayer.
虽然我们在头脑的里面认识神会听我们的祷告。
Even in our mind that we understand God will listen to our prayer.
当我们面临到一件事情的时候。
But when we face one thing.
我们还是相信我们自己。
But we still believe in ourselves.
我们愿意自己的努力能够得到我们所要得到的。
Through our efforts, we will receive what we want.
在初期的教会不是这样。
In the early church is not like that.
如果你读《使徒行传》，读前面几章圣经的时候
，If you read first chapters of the Acts，
你发现在初期的教会，他们是非常注重祷告的。
In the first church, they emphasized in prayer.
他们的聚会的最主要的一个内容就是祷告。
Their content in the meeting is prayer.
难道在起初的教会有很多很多讲道的聚会？
You never see there are many sermons meeting.
他们也有讲道，但是他们更多的时间是在祷告。
There are messages preached, but they spend more time in prayer.
当他们被那个时候被犹太人逼迫的时候。
When they are persecuted by the Jews.
他们不是想我们怎么样来抵挡他们。
They don't think about how can we be against them.
他们还是聚在一起祷告。
They still gather together.
当彼得被关起来的时候。
When Peter was put in prison.
他的弟兄姊妹就聚在一起祷告。
The brothers and sisters gathered to pray for him.
每一次当教会里面有难处的时候。
When there are difficulties in church.
神的儿女就聚在一起祷告。
Children of God will gather to pray.
在起初的教会，他们知道神一切的应许都是借着祷告临到他的儿女。
In the early church, they know all the promises come because they pray.
因此，当保罗写提摩太后书，给提摩太的时候，提摩太前书给提摩太的时候
，Paul wrote the First Timothy to the church.
保罗要劝提摩太。
Paul was urging Timothy.
提摩太是一个年轻的一个服侍主的人。
Timothy is a young servant.
保罗要劝他来服侍神。
Paul urged Timothy to serve God.
保罗说我劝你第一件事情。
He said, I urge you the first thing.
第一件事情就是要祷告。
The first thing is to pray.
保罗没有说第一件事情要把讲道要好好的讲。
He didn't say, Paul did not say that, emphasize on preaching,
虽然后来保罗有提到要按照正义来分解神的道。
Paul says you need to explain the truth through righteousness.
但是头一件事情不是讲道。
But the first thing is not preaching.
头一件事情是祷告。
The first thing is pray.
教会 的祷告如果软弱的话，教会就会软弱。
If the prayer in the church is weak, then the church is weak.
教会的祷告如果是刚的话，教会就刚强。
If the prayer in the church is strong, then the church is strong.
我最近常常读一些宣教士的生平。
I've been reading biography from a missionary.
我读到一个宣教士叫做 John Hyde.
I read about John Hyde.
这个弟兄是到印度去传道的。
This brother went to India to preach.
我们都知道这个到外国去传教啊，头一件事情呢就是要学当地的语言。
We know when we go to other land that we need to learn the language over there.
但是这个江汉弟兄有个难处，他的耳朵不好。
But he has a difficulty, his ear is not good.
那一个人如果耳朵不好的话呢，学语言就学得慢。
So it's very difficult for him to learn language.
所以他到了那个印度以后呢，他学印度的语言呢，是比别的传教士都慢很多的。
It was slow for him to learn the language in India comparing to other missionaries.
又加上这个弟兄啊，花很多时间读圣经和祷告。
Especially he spent more time to Bible and pray.
他又没有花足够的时间在学习那个语言。
He did not spend to learn the language.
所以他语言非常的慢。
So he was slow to learn the language.
他在那里工作的果效呢也不好。
The fruit of his labor over there is not good.
所以他有一个时间呢，他甚至想他是不是应该离开那个地方。
To the point that he even think that he should leave that place.
他甚至想要写一封信，把这个侍奉呢辞掉。
He wanted to resign this service.
但是呢，当地的弟兄姊妹就跟他讲了一句话。
But the brothers and sisters over there told him one sentence.
他们说，虽然呢，你没有办法讲我们所能够听懂的话。
Even though you cannot speak the language that we can understand.
但是你却能够讲我们心里面所能够明白的话。
But you can speak the words that we can understand in our heart.
因此他就决定留下来。
So he wanted to stay.
在1899年那一年开始。
In 1899,
神就带领他呢开始注重祷告。
God lead him to emphasize.
甚至有的时候，他整个晚上一个晚上都在那里祷告。
Even he prayed the whole night.
这样他祷告了五年。
He prayed years.
到1904年的时候。
To 1904.
就神就借着这个江海弟兄，把一个很大的复兴带到印度。
Through Brother John Hai, God had brought a revival in India.
那个有人告诉我们，当圣灵工作的时候啊
，Someone told us when the Holy Spirit is working。
那个江汉起来讲道的时候啊，他们要安排好几个替他翻译的人。
When Brother John Hyde stand up to preach, there has to be a lot of interpreter.
为什么要好多翻译的人呢
？Why there are so many interpreters？
因为John Hyde讲到的时候，圣灵工作的能力很强。
When Brother John Hyde preached, the Holy Spirit moved strongly.
因为人就自己呢，会畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己。
So people will repent.
而这样的这个情形呢，也常常会临到那个翻译的那弟兄。
And this situation would come upon to the translator.
所以当那个翻译的弟兄翻到一半的时候，圣灵开始责备那个翻译，他就翻译不下去了。
When the Holy Spirit reviewed the translator, then that person can only translate.
有的时候那个翻译就被圣灵在讲台上面。
Then sometimes the translator is put down on the ground.
所以他们赶快把第二个翻译的拿上来。
So they will pull the second translator up.
然后将再讲道下去。
Then John will continue to preach.
圣灵又在那里工作了。
The Holy Spirit will work.
那个翻译的人又被打倒了。
And the translator is knocked down.
这个时候要第三个翻译的人再上来。
And the third translator has to come up.
这是圣灵的工作啊。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
虽然John Hyde不会讲当地的话。
Even though John Hyde cannot speak the local language.
所以他需要那个翻译的人。
So he needs a translator.
但是圣灵在那里工作的时候，要超过人言语的限制。
But the work of the Holy Spirit will move up above what the work of the man.
因为John Hyde读到以赛亚书的时候
，When Brother John Hyde read Book of Isaiah，
他说要你要设立那个守望的人。
You have to be the one wait watch.
那个昼夜呢都不可以静默。
You cannot stay.
我们不要休息。
You cannot rest.
所以神也不要休息。
So God will not rest.
所以神就这样的使用了这个在印度。
So God used brother in India.
弟兄姊妹们，不是靠人的努力。
It's not by the effort of man.
不是靠人的智慧。
It's not by the wisdom of man.
也不是靠人的那个能力，那个组织的能力。
It's not by the organization power.
也不是靠你我的热心。
It's not by our zeal.
我们每一个人的热心都很有限的。
Our zeal is limited.
我们把我们这个人所有的热心都摆上，也算不得什么。
We can put up all our zeal, that's nothing.
但是我们必须要把我们这个人呢、交在主的手中。
We have to put ourselves in God's hand.
借着祷告求神来做工。
Through prayer, ask God to work.
借着祷告让神把我们拨开。
Through prayer, God will broken us.
借着祷告让圣灵亲自在他的教会里面工作。
Through prayer, ask the Holy Spirit to work.
神就能够把他在圣经里面所有的应许都赐给他的教会。
God can give all His promises in the Bible to the church.
我想我们都知道祷告的重要。
We all know the importance of prayer.
我们信主一段时间以后，多多少少我们都听过弟兄们这样的鼓励我们。
After some time we are saved, we heard the brothers would encourage us.
那属灵的事情，只有靠祷告才能成就。
In a spiritual manner, we could only accomplish through prayer.
但是我们今天仍然在祷告上面是软弱的。
But we are still weak in prayer.
为什么我们不能有这样的祷告呢？
Why we cannot have this kind of prayer?
有三个主要的原因。
There are three main problems.
我想今天早晨我们就一同来思想这三个主要的原因。
I want to consider these three problems.
头一个原因哈。
The first problem.
我们觉得我们的困难呢太大了。
We think our problem is so big.
而是神所不能解决的。
It's God cannot solve.
虽然我们听见很多弟兄姊妹们的见证。
We have heard many testimony from brothers and sisters.
我们听见神解决了弟兄姊妹们的难。
We heard God has resolved the problems for brothers and sisters.
也看了很多这个属灵的见。
We have read many books on the testimony.
神借着祷告成就了大事。
Through prayer, God has worked great things.
我们也读圣经里面看见很多祷告蒙垂听的这样的故事。
In the Bible, there are many stories that prayer was listened by God.
但是我们觉得啊，在我身上这件事情是最大的。
But the things in me is the greatest.
我旁边这个人是最难的。
The person next to me is the most difficult.
我的工作上遭遇的困难呢，是人所不能够了解的。
What I encounter in my job is no one can understand.
其他的事主或许能够解决。
Many other things God can resolve.
其他的人神能够帮助他们。
God can help those others.
但是我这件事啊，主是没有办法做的。
But these things for me, God cannot do.
我的困难太大了。
My difficulty is so great.
为什么我们的困难这么大？
Why are our problems so big?
弟兄姊妹，如果你曾经做过实验的话，
If you had done some experiment in the
当你把一个东西摆在那个显微镜一看的话呢，都很大的。
If you put something under the microscope, it enlarged, magnified.
为什么我们觉得我们难处很大呢？
Why do we think our problem is so big?
因为我们常常把我们的难处摆在我们的显微镜底下来看。
Because we often put our problem under the microscope.
我们这个人呢，喜欢来注视我们的问题。
Because we like to focus on our problem.
当我们把注意力摆在自己的问题的时候呢，那个问题看来是非常的大。
When we focus only on our problem, that problem is so big.
因为我们的问题太大了。
Because the problem is so big.
因为我们不相信神可以解决。
Then we cannot understand. We will not believe God can resolve.
虽然神是非常的有能力的。
Even though God is Almighty.
但是我不相信他能够解决我这个问题。
But I don't believe that He can solve my problem.
这是第一个难处。
This is the first problem.
第二个难处。
The second one.
我相信神是很伟大的。
I believe God is so great.
我相信神也能够解决我的难处。
Also, He can solve my problem.
但是呢，没有解决我的难处。
But He did not solve my problem.
因为他记我了。
Because He had forgotten.
那从前呢，他是记得我的。
Before He remembered me.
那现在呢，神丢弃我了。
Now, but now God forsake me.
也许我祷告了一阵子。
I had prayed so long.
什么事情都没有发生。
Nothing had happened.
看见神迹奇事发生在别人身上。
Miracles and signs had wonders had.
在我身上就没有发生。
But it did not happen to me.
那只有一个可能，就是神忘记我了。
There's only one possibility. God has forgotten.
神离弃我了。
God has forsaken me.
神忘记了我的问题。
God forgot my problem.
所以我的祷告没有得到垂听。
So God did not listen to my prayer.
这是第二个难处。
This is the second problem.
第三个难处。
The third problem.
我相信神是有能力的。
I think God has the power.
我也相信神没有忘记我。
I believe God did not forget me.
但是我已经等候太久了。
I have waited so long.
我这个为这个事情祷告，已经祷告了好久了。
I have prayed for this problem so long.
到现在还没有成就。
There's nothing resolved.
我的灵里面疲乏了。
I have fatigue.
我不能够继续在这样的祷告下。
I cannot continue to pray.
这手好像下垂了。
My hand has hung down.
我的腿呢，好像发酸了。
My knee is feeble.
然后仇敌常常在我的耳朵里面向我说这个话，说你的神在哪里呢？
The enemy speaks in my ear, asking me where is your God.
因此我就不祷告了。
Then I will not pray.
好，这是第三个原因。
This is the third problem.
我们有这三个原因拦住我们来祷告。
These three problems will inhibit us to pray.
第一个原因就是我们的难处太大。
The first one is our problem so great.
第二个难处，就是神已经离弃我了。
The second one is God has forsaken me.
第三个难处，我已经祷告太久了。
The third one is I have prayed so long.
不能够等待下去。
I cannot wait any longer.
我们来看第一个难处。
Let's see the first problem.
第一个难处说我的困难是太大了。
My problem is so great.
所以神不能帮助我的。
Then God cannot help me.
所以神就回答我们。
So God answered us.
在以赛亚书四十章，神就回答我们这个问题。
In Isaiah 40, God had.
神怎么回答呢？
How does He answer?
他说：“谁曾手心量珠水，用手虎口量苍天？”
He said, "Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and with the breath of His hand marked the off the heavens?"
他说：“这个地上啊，有这样大的这个水啊，但是这些水呢，都被神量过了。”
On earth, the water is so great, but it has measured by God.
神怎么量呢？
How does God measure that?
神用他的手心来量。
He used the hollow of His hand.
换句话说，这个地上所有的这个水呢，包括这个太平洋、大西洋、印度洋的水呢，在神的手心当中。
Including the Pacific and Atlantic and India, it's all in the hollow of His hand.
在我们这个人生的过程当中。
In our daily life.
我们好像有时候也会遇到许多的风浪的。
We have experienced storm and waves.
当我们在那个风浪的当中的时候，我们觉得那个风浪是非常的大。
In the storms, we thought this is so great.
但是我们要记得，那个风浪不过是在神的那个手心当中的。
But we have to remember the storm is only in the hollow of His hand.
虽然对我们觉得那个很大。
Even to us, it's so great.
但是在神来讲是非常小的。
But to God, it is so small.
因为他来量这个水呢，用他的手心来量。
Because when He measured, He used the hollow of His hand.
不管那个风浪有多大。
No matter how big the storm is.
你要记得，那个风浪是在神的手心的当中。
Remember that storm is only in the hollow of His hand.
他说：“我用虎口来量诸天。”
I used the breath of His hand. hand to mark.
虎口就是从你的拇指到你的食指，这叫你的虎口。
This distance is the breadth of the hand.
这个虎口呢，神就量诸天了。
He used this breadth to mark the heavens.
这个诸天呢，是多么大呢？
How big is the heavens?
不过是在神的虎口中间呢。
It's only in the breadth of His hand.
我们做父母的，我们都很担心我们的儿女。
To all the parents, we worry about our children.
有的父母担心，到学的时候。
When the kids went to school.
他会不会在路上碰到不认识的人呢？
Were they meeters?
有的父母很担心子女，当他上大学的时候。
When the kids go to college, they worry.
他到别的地方他会怎么样？
What will happen to them when they are in strange places?
有的父母担心到一个程度，他们就不能得安息。
Even to the point that they don't have rest.
虽然你的孩子会离开你的。
Even though the kids will leave you.
他离不开神的虎口的。
But he will never leave the breath of his.
因为神是用虎口来量诸天的。
God measured the heavens by his the breath of
his. 无论你的孩子到什么地方。
No matter where your children go.
虽然离开了你的手。
Even though he has left your hand,
仍然在神的手当中。
But he is still in God's hand.
这是我们的神。
This is our God.
他说呢，他也是用升斗来称大地的尘土，用秤来称山岭，用天平来评纲领。
And he has held the dust of the earth in the basket, and he has weighed the mountains on the scale and the hills in the balance.
这地上所发生的这一切的事物
All things happen on this earth
都被神量过
Have been measured by God
他能够把大地的尘土放在一个升斗的里面
He can put the dust on the earth in the basket
他能够把所有的山岭都能放在他的秤上能称过的
He can weigh all the mountains on the scales
这是我们的神
This is our God
这是我们神他的伟大的地方
This is the greatness of our God
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在地上常常被一些难处所困扰。
We are inbound by difficulties.
当我们被那个难处所困扰的时候，我们好像这个人是没有出路了。
We have no way out.
特别是，也许我们在地上碰到一些人。
Especially we met someone.
也许是我们的配偶。
Maybe our spouse.
也许是我们的老板。
Maybe our boss.
也许是我们的同事。
Maybe our colleague.
也许是我们在地上的那个敌人。
Or our enemies on earth.
常常来好像占据我们的心。
They have occupied our heart.
但是圣经怎么说呢？
But what does the Bible say?
他说看啊，万民都像水桶里面的一滴。
But the Bible says, surely nations are like a drop bucket.
又算如天平上的微尘
or regarded as the dust on the scales.
像他举起众海岛，好像极微之物啊。
He weighed the islands as though they are fine dust.
人不算什么。
Man is nothing.
我们在做事的时候
，When we are working，
我们常常觉得我们老板呢，好像是我们的，好像是决定我们命运的那个人一样。
We think our boss has determined our future, our life.
有的时候我们很怕我们的老板呢。
We are afraid of our boss.
我们觉得我们的这个人的生命好像抓在他的手中一样。
As if our life is in his hand.
这不是圣经告诉我们的。
This is not what Bible tells us.
人都不算什么的。
Man is nothing.
万民在不像不过是像水桶里面的一滴就是了。
The nations are like a drop in the bucket.
没有什么值得我们担心的。
Nothing we should worry about.
都在神的手中。
All are in God's hand.
神知道我们的难处。
God knows our difficulties.
为什么神用这样的语言呢？
Why does God use these words?
他让我们来，神比我们所有的难处都要大。
He wants to know that he is greater than all problems.
只是我们常常只看见自己的问题。
It is we only see our problem.
我们就忽略了神的伟大。
Then we have ignored his greatness.
因此神说你们要向上举目。
Then God tells us we lift your eyes.
我们之所以有这么大的难处，因为我们没有向上举目。
We have so great a problem because we did not lift our eyes.
他说你看看谁创造了这个万象。
Look to the heaven and who had created all this.
谁创造了天上的星宿？
Who had created a starry host?
是谁能够让他们一一的称他们的名字？
Who can call them one each by name?
因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
Because of his great power and mighty strength, no one is missing.
到底有多少星球呢？
How many stars are there?
我们肉眼能够看见的是3000个。
Well, it's visible to our eyes is 3,000.
如果你到最荒荒凉的那个旷野去，你可以用肉眼可以看到3000个星球。
In a desert, you can see 3,000 visible stars.
那只是我们肉眼能看见的。
That's what we can see with our eyes.
那我们肉眼所看不见的有多少呢？
How about those we cannot see with our eyes?
光是我们这个银河系，我们这个银河系里面有的星球就有100个 billion.
In our galaxy, there's 100 billion stars.
我们甚至不能想象100个 billion 是有多少了。
We cannot imagine what is 100 billion stars look like.
那是我们这个银河系里面有的星球是100个 billion.
But in our galaxy, there's 100 billion stars.
就是一千亿啊。
That's 100 billion.
Yeah. 那这个宇宙里面，神创造了几个这个 galaxy 银河系呢
？How many galaxies God has created?
在 Hubble telescope 送到太空以后呢，从这个 telescope 里面可以预测有100个 billion 的银河。
From the space telescope can estimate there are 100 billion galaxies.
你看100个 billion 的银河，每个银河里面有100个 billion 的星球。
There's 100 billion galaxy, and each galaxy there's 100 billion stars.
所以我们要把100个 billion 乘上100个 billion.
You have to multiply 100 billion times 100 billion.
就是1000亿乘1000亿。
You multiply 100 billion times 100 billion.
这有多少星球啊
？How many stars are there?
神说每一个他都取了名字的。
God said I have named each one of them.
而且一个呢都不会缺少的。
None of them will be missing.
难道神不能够解决你我的问题吗
？God cannot solve your problem and my problem.
如果神能够创造这1000亿乘1000亿个星球。
If God can create 100 billion times 100 billion stars,
他能够把每一个都取了名字
，and He can name each one of them,
然后他一个都不会缺的
，and none of them will missing.
那你难处有这么大吗
？Is the problem of yours and mine's be greater than this?
不是我们的难处太大
，It's not that our problem is so great.
是我们的信心出了问题
，It's problem with our faith.
我们如果没有信心的时候呢，难处就大。
When we don't have faith, then the problem is big.
如果我们有信心的话呢，难处就变小。
When we have faith, this problem is small.
神就变大。
God will be great.
所以这是一个信心的问题。
This is a problem with faith.
我们需要向上来举目。
We need to look to the heavens.
这是头一个问题。
This is the first problem.
第二个问题。
The second problem.
神已经离弃我了。
God has forsaken me.
神已经忘记我了。
God has forgotten me.
就好像雅各向神说，他说我的道路向耶和华隐藏。
It's just like Jacob said to Jehovah, "My way is hidden."
好像以色列说，我的冤屈神不查问。
Israel said, "My cause is disregard."
这是我们的一个光景。
This is our situation.
我们里面很多冤屈的。
We have many
我们里面有很多的理由的。
We have so many reasons.
我们里面有很多的那个我们该得的权利的。
There are rights that we should have.
我们觉得这个神没有查问。
But God did not examine that.
神为什么不查问
？Why wouldn't God ask for that？
那是神离弃了我。
Because God has forsaken me.
神忘记了我。
God forgotten me.
所以他没有听我的祷告。
Therefore, He did not listen to my prayer.
神怎么回答呢
？What did God answer？
神这样回答。
God said.
他说，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩？
Can a mother forget the baby at her breast？
不怜恤他所生的儿子，即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
在神所创造的这个关系里面
，In the relationship God has created,
妇人和他所生的孩子的关系是最坚强的。
The mother and the child that she has given birth is the strongest relationship.
在人没有任何的一个关系。比这个妇人和儿子他所生的儿子的关系更强了。
There's no relationship between the mother and the child is stronger than.
因此，妇人不会忘记她吃奶的婴孩。
Then the mother will not forget the child in her breast.
但是神说，即或有忘记的。
Even though she may forget.
我却不忘记你。
I will not forget you.
神和我们的关系要超过我们自己母亲与我们的关系。
The relationship between God and us will exceed the relationship between our mother and us.
在这个宇宙里面有一个最大的谎言。
There's the greatest lie in this universe.
就是 仇敌说神不爱我们呢？
The enemy will tell us that God does not love us.
这是宇宙里面最大的一个谎言。
This is the greatest lie in the universe.
我们千万不要听信这个谎言。
Do not listen to this lie.
神永远不会不爱我们。
Never not love us.
为什么呢
？Why?
他说：“看呐、啊，我将你们刻在我的手掌上。”
God said, "See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hand."
所以说，我们这个人的我们的名字。已经被神刻在他的手心上了。
Our name is engraved on his hand.
你说什么时候，什么时候有这件事
？When did that happen?
什么时候神把我的名字刻在他的手心上
？When did God engrave my name on the palm of his hand?
弟兄姊妹，在耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候
，When Jesus Christ was crucified.
当钉把钉子钉在我们手的我们基督的手心的时候
，When the soldiers nailed Jesus.
那个时候，你和我都被刻在基督的手心上。
At that time, our names is engraved on his hand.
而这个钉痕是永恒的。
The mark of the nail is lasting to eternity.
当我们主耶稣复活以后
，When Jesus resurrected,
他有一个全新的身体。
He has a new body.
这个身体是能够穿过这个墙。
This body can go through walls.
这个身体越过这个空间的。
This body will space.
因此他能够突然之间又出现在门徒的当中。
He can suddenly appear in the among the disciples.
但是在这个复活的身体的上面呢，耶稣的手上还是有一个钉痕的。
In the resurrected body, he still have the mark of nails.
他可以告诉这个多马说：“你来摸摸我这个手心里面的那个钉痕。”
He asked Thomas to put his hand on his.
虽然多马不敢去摸。
Even though Thomas does not dare to touch it.
但是那个钉痕是在主的手心上的。
But the mark of the nail is on the palm of.
所以这个钉痕是永远在耶稣基督的手上的。
So this mark of the nails will be on his hand forever.
如今我们到了主耶稣那里。
Until we see him.
如今我们在天上与耶稣面对面的时候。
When we are in heaven face to face.
那个手心上的钉痕还是在那个地方。
The mark of the nail is still on his palm.
那个就是我们的名。
That is our name.
你和我的名字是在耶稣基督的手掌上的。
Our name is engraved on the palms of Jesus' hand.
所以永远不会忘记我们。
God will never forget us.
就像他永远不会失去他手心上的那个钉痕。
Just as he will never lose the mark on his hand.
因此神不会忘记我们。
Therefore, God will never forget us.
这是仇敌的一个谎言。
This is a lie from the enemy.
因此当我们里面有这样的一个感觉。
When we have this feeling.
当仇敌把这个感觉摆在我们的心里面的时候。
When the enemy put this feeling in our hearts.
我们就要来看耶稣手上的钉痕。
We have to focus on the mark of the nails on Jesus' hand.
当我们看见他手上的钉痕的时候，我们就知道他没有丢弃我们。
When we see the mark of the nails on his hand, we know that he did not forsake.
而且他永远不会丢弃我们。
And he will never forget us.
这是第二个难处。
This is the second problem.
所以第一个难处是在信心的方面。
The first problem is about our faith.
第二个难处是在对神的爱的一个怀疑的上面。
The second is the doubt of God's love.
那我们看。
Let's look at the third problem.
也许知道神他实在是伟大。
We know God, how great is our God.
我们相信神超过我们一切的问题。
We know God exceeds all our problems.
我们也知道神永远不会丢弃我。
We also know that He will never forget us.
神永远是爱我的。
He will love us forever.
但是我为这件事情祷告时间已经太长。
But I have prayed for this problem for so long.
因此我的心里面呢觉得疲乏。
In my heart, I have fatigue.
我觉得我坚持不下去了。
I cannot be consistent.
对这件事神也有回答。
God has answered it also.
神怎么回答呢
？How does He answer?
神回答说，在悦纳的时候，我应允了你。
In the time of my favor, I have answered you.
在拯救的时候，我记住了你。
In the day of salvation, I will help you.
神就告诉我们。
God tells us.
在每一个我们的祷告。
In all our prayers.
主都有一个悦纳的一个时候。
God has the time of His favor.
每一个祷告。
Every prayers,
主都有一个这个日子。
God has a day of salvation.
神不是没有听我们的祷告。
God has listened to our prayer.
乃是神有他自己的时间和他自己的日子。
But he has his own time and days.
到了他的时间和他的日子，这个神一定要垂听我们的祷告。
In the time of his favor and his day, then he will listen to our prayer.
这个日子和时间只有他自己知道。
Only he knows when is the time and the date is.
每一个我们在主面前的祷告都有一个时间，都有一个日子。
Every prayer that we pray, we have a time and a date.
神永远不按照我们的时间和日子来垂听我们的祷告。
God will not listen to our prayer according to our time and our day.
神乃是要按照他的日子和他的时间来垂听我们的祷告。
But according to his time and his day, then he will listen to our prayer.
我们在我们来讲，这不是我们所要的。
To us, this is not what we want.
但是从神来讲，神从来不误事。
But to God, he will never fail.
他的时间和他的日子乃是最好的，乃是最美的。
His time and his day is the most wonderful.
因此我们就要信神的时候，要相信神的日子。
When we believe him, that we need to believe his time and his day.
我们在他的面前来安静的来等候他。
We will wait before him quietly.
而且我们在等候的时候，我们继续不断的来敬拜，来赞美神。
When we wait before him, we will praise and worship him.
在历史上有一个弟兄叫 Tory。
There's a brother Tory in the history.
他有两个朋友，他非常好的朋友。
He has two best friends.
他为这两个朋友的信主祷告。
He prayed for their salvation.
他一共祷告了四十年。
He prayed 40 years.
四十年。
40 years.
等到神的日子和时候到的时候。
When the time of our Lord has come.
在同一个星期之内呢，这两个朋友呢都信主了。
Within the same week.Those two had been saved.
这个祷告是有日子的。
The prayer has time.
这个祷告是有时间的。
The prayer has date.
相信神。
We have to believe in
God. 要相信神有他的日子和时间。
We have to believe in God has.
我们就能够安心的等候在眼前。
Then we will wait before Him.
如果我们有这样的一个看见和开启。
When we have this understanding.
我们相信神有他的时间。
We believe that God has His time.
神不是没有听我们的祷告。
God did listen to our prayer.
神的时间还没有到。
The time has not come.
因此我们就继续的在那里赞美神。
Then we will praise Him.
如果我们有这样的开启。
When we have this understanding.
神就告诉我们，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
Then the Lord says,
49节，40章29节。
He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
我们就在里面呢，就重新能够得力。
Then we are renewing strength.
不是等到神答应我们祷告以后，我们重新得力。
It's not that after we pray, then we are renewing strength.
乃是在神开启我们这个事实以后，我们里面就重新得力。
But after God has revealed this fact, then we are renewing.
虽然是我们祷告的事情，神还没有垂听。
Even though that He has not listened to our prayer.
但是我们里面已经得了。
But we are renewing strength.
不但如此，我们展翅上腾。
Then we are soar on wings like eagle.
我们里面这种灵就高昂起来了。
Our spirit is lifted.
超越了我们面前的难处。
Oversee our problems.
虽然困难还在这个地方。
Even the problem is still there.
我们已经祷告过了。
We have prayed.
但是我们相信神会垂听。
We also believe God will listen.
在他的日子和时候到的时候，神会垂听的。
In His time and His date, God will listen.
因此我就继续的等候神。
Then I will wait for Him.
同时我继续敬拜和赞美他。
I will wait and worship and praise Him.
神就赐给我们两个翅膀，让我们能够如鹰展翅上腾。
Then God will give us two wings that soar on wings like.
就超过我们面前的困难。
Will exceed our problems.
困难仍然在。
Even though the problem is still there.
但是我奔跑不会困倦，行走也不。
And I run and not grow weary, and I walk will not be faint.
因为等候神的必不至于羞愧。
And those who wait for the Lord will not be put to shame.
弟兄姊妹
，Our brothers and sisters.
为什么我们
？Why will we have fatigue?
因为我们把盼望摆在一个人的身上。
Because we hope on a person.
什么时候我们把我们的盼望摆在一个人的身上，最终我们会疲倦。
Whenever we put our hope in a person, then we will be tired.
我们要把盼望。摆在基督的身上
We need to put our hope in the Lord.
我们就重新得力
Then we will strength our new renewing strength.
所以这第三个难处是在盼望上的难处
This is the third problem in hope.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是我们在祷告上软弱的三个原因
This is the weakness in the prayer.
我们要能够分辨什么是仇敌的声音。
We need to distinguish what is the voice of our enemy.
仇敌常常在我们心里面说这个问题太大了。
The enemy will tell us this problem so great.
不可能解决的。
It's impossible to resolve.
我这个先生哈是不可能改变的。
My husband will never change.
许多太太都有这样的感觉哈。
All the wives have that same feeling.
别人的先生呢？或许可以改。
Other people's husband may change.
但是你不认识我的先生。
But you don't know my husband.
你认识我的先生的话，你一定同意我。
If you know my husband, then you will agree with me.
我的先生呢是不会改变的。
My husband will never change.
但是很多太太也是这样感觉。
But all the wives feel the same.
弟兄们。
Brothers.
这是仇敌的声音。
This is the voice of the enemy.
仇敌告诉我们的。
The enemies told us.
你先生不会改变。
Your husband will never change.
你要听仇敌的声音。
Will you listen to the enemy?
还是要你相信神，神比我们的困难大。
Or you will trust in the Lord that our God is greater than our problem.
如果那个谎言不 work 的话，仇敌就用第二个谎言说，神已经不爱你了。
If the first lie did not work, then he will say the Lord will not love you, is no longer loving you.
他已经忘记你了。
He has forgotten you.
你搞清楚一点。
Make sure.
神已经不记了。
God will not remember you.
你看你，因为你从前做了那个事情。
You have done the things in the past.
手机拿出，你看你做了这个事，做这个事，做那个。
Enemy,
你做了好多的事情。
The enemy lists out all the things you have done.
所以神啊，不纪念你的。
God will not remember you.
你再祷告没有用啊。
Your prayer is useless.
这是个谎言啊。
This is a lie.
神不能够把那个钉痕除去的。
No one can remove the mark on his hand.
神已经为我们死在十字架上了。
God has died for us.
所有的过犯都已经被涂抹了。
All our sins have been removed.
神不会忘记我们的。
God will not forget us.
也许仇敌就告诉你说，你看，祷告这么久，神也没有听啊。
The enemy may tell you the Lord has not listened to you. You pray so long.
那为什么神不听你的祷告
？Why the Lord did not listen to your prayer?
你看你不是很疲倦吗
？You are so tired.
为什么这么疲倦的主还不听你祷告
？You are so tired. Why the Lord still won't listen?
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识主的回答。
We have to understand God's answer.
他有一个预备日子。
He has a time to receive.
拯救的一个日子
a day of salvation.
不是他不能听我们的祷告
It's not that he did not listen to our prayer
乃是他的日子还没有到
It's the day of salvation has not come
没有一个难处神不能解决
God can resolve all our problems
这么多的星星没有一个是失落的
All the stars did not go missing
当我们每次有这样的难处的时候我们就向上举目
When we have this problem we will look up to heavens.
我们看看天上的星宿。
We look at the stars.
我们就知道神是伟大的。
Then we know our God is great.
没有一个难处神不能解决。
All our problems can be resolved by Him.
当我们觉得神不爱我们的时候。
When we feel God does not love us.
当我们感觉神可能忘记我的时候。
When we feel God has forgotten us.
我们就要来看看他手上的钉痕。
We need to look at the mark on of the nail.
如果神不爱我的话，他会为我钉在十字架上吗
？If God did not love me, then will He die on for me?
如果他为我死在上，他还会忘记我吗
？If He had crucified me, will He still remember me?
不要听仇敌的谎言。
Don't listen to the lies of the.
如果我们感觉我们里面疲乏困倦
，If we are tired and weary,
我们要看见原来主是有他的时候的。
We have to see God has His time.
等到主按照他的时候来成就的时候，那个时候是最美的时候。
When He accomplishing His time, that is the most beautiful time.
让我们把我们的盼望摆在主的身上。
We need to place our hope in the Lord.
不要把盼望摆在任何一个人的身上。
Do not place your hope in anybody.
不要把盼望摆在我们的儿女的身上。
Nor in your children.
不要把我们的盼望摆在我们的弟兄的身上。
Nor in the brothers.
也不要把我们的盼望摆在我们的老板、我们的同事的身上。
Nor in the boss or the colleagues.
如果我们还是盼望在人的话，有一天我们一定会疲倦的。
If we still have hope in man, then we will be tired and weary.
我们要把盼望摆在我们的主的身上。
We need to place hope in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，让我们起来， 来祷告。
Their brothers and sisters can pray.
凡事我们都要带在祷告的里面。
We need to bring all things to prayer.
我们个人的事情。
Our individual things.
我们家庭里面的事情。
Our family matters.
我们聚会里面的事情。
All the things in the church.
每一件事情都要带到主的面前。
All things need to be brought before the Lord.
然后我们就能够看见主在我们个人、在我们家庭、在我们聚会里面的工作。
Then we'll see the work of the Lord in our family life and our.
我们就要看见，我们没有做什么事，就有人来到这里问我们说，怎么样才能够得救
？We did not do anything, but yet people come to us. How can we be saved?
弟兄姊妹，每一次属灵的复兴都是这样。
Every time the revival starts this way.
不是我们去那里劝人得救。
It's not that we urge people to be saved.
乃是人到我们这里来说，怎么样可以得救
？But people come and ask, "How can I be saved?"
不是我们去告诉人家你有罪。
It's not that we go tell them you are sinners.
而是人来到我们当中说我有罪了。
But people come tell us that we are sinners.
我怎么能够得救
？How can I be saved?
弟兄姊妹，祷。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
你不祷告的话
，If you don't pray.
你是永远去告诉别人他有罪。
Then you need to go tell people they are sinners.
如果你肯祷告的话
，If you are willing to pray.
圣灵在人的心里面告诉他有罪。
The Holy Spirit will tell people that they are sinners.
因此他要来到教会的里面说，我怎么样才可以得救
？When they come to church, they will ask, "How can I be saved?"
这是神的教会。
This is the church of the Lord.
这是神在地上要做的工作。
This is the work that He wants to be done.
不是我们去告诉我们的先生他有罪。
It's not that we go tell our husband that he has sinned.
不是我们去告诉我们的妻子他这里不对那里不对。
It's not that we rebuke our wives that she's wrong here.
那是我们在主的面前祷告。
But we pray before the Lord.
有一天我们的先生在我们的面前说他有罪。
One day our husband will repent before us.
我们的妻子在我面前说他要悔改。
And our wives will tell us that she wants to repent.
这是神的工作。
This is the work of the Lord.
如果我们不祷告，这个是不会发生的。
We don't, it will not happen.
只有借着祷告，圣灵才能够在人的心里面工作。
Only through prayer, the Holy Spirit will work in the heart
of man. 但愿我们都起来做一个祷告的人。
And we all rise up to be a person to pray.
不靠人的力量。
Not by the strength of man.
不靠人的智慧和聪明。
Nor by the wisdom or the.
乃是相信圣灵的大能。
But trusting the power of the Holy Spirit.
在地上做一个祷告的人
be a person to pray
做一个祷告的家庭
a family to pray
做一个祷告的一个聚会
a church that pray
让神在地上能够得到一个见证
so that God will attain a testimony
我们一起祷告
let's pray
主我们感谢我们赞美你
Lord, we thank you and praise you
主啊你再把这些话摆在我们当中
you place these words among us
主啊我们看见我们在祷告的事情上何等的软弱
so that we see that we are weak in the matter of prayer
我们忘记了主的话
we have forgotten your words
早晨我们求主再借着这些话再来激励我们
we ask you to encourage us through these words
每一件事情都应该带到主的面前
all matters need to be brought before
没有一个难处在神的面前是他的
no problem is so great before you
主我们也求你来感动
we ask you to move us
让我们记得我们的神永远不会离弃我们
so that we remember our God will never forsake us
我们的名字已经刻在你的掌心上
our name is engraved on your palms
我们也要求主开启我们
we ask you to open it
看见每一个祷告都有答应的
see that all prayers are answered
主有自己的时间和自己的日子
you have your time and days
在主还没有答应我们祷告的时候
before you have answered our prayers
求你让我们看见这件事实
we ask you to see to let us see
让我们在主的面前做一个安静等候的人
so that we can become a personal wait before you
你就赐我们那如鹰的两个翅膀
you will give us the wings like eagles
让我们如鹰展翅上腾
so we can soar on the wings
让我们可以奔跑不困倦我们行走也不疲乏
so we will run without grow weary or walk without be faint
就祝福弟兄姊妹
we ask you to bless the brothers
起来做一个祷告的人
rise up be a prayer
起来做一个等候主的人
and person to wait for the Lord
好让你的祝福能够临到你的教会
sin will come upon the church
祷告奉主基督的名
in Jesus name we pray
Amen